Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Now to that court action today involving deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Some are cheering in the streets that he's on lockdown here in the U.S., but others outraged about the U.S. military strikes and arrests, some say, in a country for which we have no real business. Today, Maduro and his wife pleaded not guilty to the U.S. charges against him while declaring that he is still the president of his country. We have several reports. First, Juliet Papa with the proceedings today.
Nicolas Maduro maintained that he is president of the Republic of Venezuela, telling the judge, "I am a prisoner of war. I was abducted by the U.S. government, captured in my home country." His wife, Celia, also entered a not guilty plea, saying, "I am completely innocent." Both are charged in a massive drug conspiracy involving heavy weapons and the importation of cocaine to the United States. Prosecutors revealed little of the particulars of the case. Maduro took copious notes during the proceeding. As his attorney told the judge, he planned to challenge the legality of the arrest, saying Maduro may enjoy immunity as a head of state. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Outside the courthouse, mixed reaction among those who say the U.S. is barking up the wrong tree, while others say Maduro needed to be ousted, arrested, and anything else he's got coming to him.
Tension boiling across the street from federal court, where dueling protests were happening side by side.
He has to pay for the 800 political refugees that we have in our country.
Rafael Escalante thrilled that Maduro has been arrested and believes ultimately the Venezuelan people will no longer suffer.
No, he's not innocent. God willing, he'll spend the rest of his days in prison. His wife too.
While others saying President Trump crossed the line.
No boots on the ground, no bombs in the air. U.S. out of everywhere.
You know, this isn't even the first time that the U.S. has tried to overthrow their government and kidnap their head of state.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of federal court.
Well, today marks 1 year since we started paying to drive in the Manhattan Central Business District. 27 million fewer cars, they say, entered the area below 60th since congestion pricing kicked in. Governor Hochul marked the moment on X, declaring that the program is working and that the cameras are staying on. Thank you. She says speeds on Manhattan crossings have picked up by 23%. Air pollution is down 22%. As for those concerns that the tolls would hurt business, the governor says sales tax revenue jumped 6.3%. The governor says the money from the tolls will pay for 300 new train cars for the LIRR and Metro North, and more than 400 new subway cars. It will also make nearly two dozen subway stations more accessible and pay for the next phase of the 2nd Avenue line and for signal upgrades on the A and the C. Well, you don't want to park in front of a fire hydrant for a number of reasons. Getting a ticket is one of them, but the most important one is that makes the job of firefighters that much harder. That was the case this morning when a fire broke out at a deli up in the Bronx.
Not one, but three fire hydrants at the scene on Findlay Avenue were blocked by cars. FDNY Chief of Department John Esposito at the scene.
Our firefighters are very good. But it does delay us, does slow things down a little bit, and those cars that were parked on hydrants are being ticketed and towed.
Two firefighters and a resident living above the deli were taken to the hospital. Dozens of residents have been displaced. Mayor Mamdani at his first fire scene said this should serve as a reminder to all New Yorkers.
Any delay is an unacceptable delay when it comes to a matter of potential life and death.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And switching gears, you know, it's always nice when we can start the year with some good news about people doing kind things for one another. J.J. Cirillo experienced this firsthand after losing $300 at Inwood Bagel, telling 1010 Winds she decided to go to a local Facebook group and ask for help.
I figured, well, let me try Inwood Community Group, you know, because a lot of people go on there from the community. And I just wrote, did anybody find $300 at Inwood Bagel? And this guy, Drew Watson, he said that I'm going to donate $10 or a small amount of money. And if everybody helps out, we can, you know, make this happen.
Man, check it out. The donations just kept on coming in. And less than 24 hours later, she got all that money back.
I am so grateful that everybody came together and managed to help me with my rent money that I had lost, and that it's beyond words how I feel. You know, it's like really heartwarming that this happened, you know, and I can't really even say it in words how kind it is.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you think $300 in this city isn't a whole lot of money, but it was her rent money. Boy, oh boy. Cirilla says she doesn't go on Facebook that often, but she does only to check her local community group. Well, gas prices in New York City have fallen below $3 a gallon now. The five boroughs joined the rest of the region, which was already below the $3 mark. The average price per gallon of regular on Long Island is $2.86. In New Jersey, it's $2.81. In Connecticut, it's $2.91. AAA says 40% of drivers consider $3 per gallon the pain point for the price of gas. When prices go above that, they start cutting back in other areas like eating out or delaying major purchases.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.